Well, the main priority, of course, is to implement the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. But for instance, today I'm pointing out on one priority, that is the recognition of the sexual and reproductive health and rights of girls and young women with disabilities. But the challenges are all around. Persons with disabilities remain excluded, out of school, out of the communities, suffering all kinds of discrimination. So there is a lot of challenges, even within the UN system. For instance, as you could see, the entrance in this conference room is not accessible at all for persons with disabilities.
What is your experience with the UN, and what is the importance for you to be here as a special rapporteur?
Well, I had the privilege to be engaged in the process of the negotiation of the convention, so I've been discussing and advocating for the rights of persons with disabilities for very long now. But I think that the importance of being here is that more and more the system is recognizing that there are grave human rights violations that persons with disabilities are facing, and that we need to talk about them, that we need to see them, and we need to be honest about it to be able to tackle them and to be able to actually give them the opportunities to live like anyone else in the community. And so for me, it's a great privilege to have the voice to complain with states about the main challenges that persons with disabilities face.
In a certain sense, by defending the rights of people with disabilities, you promote forms of inclusion.
I think you were right. I mean, for me, and I will summarize it with these sentences, we need to embrace human diversity. We need to understand that persons with disabilities are a normal part of human diversity, and that we have the same needs and the same rights and the same aspirations as anyone else. So the issue is how we make sure that persons with disabilities are actually supported, included in the community without being separated, without being segregated, because what we've seen for very long is that persons with disabilities were patients or were sent out to special segregated facilities because they needed a special kinds of support. And we don't want that anymore. We just want to go to regular schools. We just want to go to have families, to have friends, to be able to go to see the game with their friends, to go to a theater, to participate, not to be forced hospitalized or not to be sent to special institutions. And this is just by understanding that persons with disabilities are just like anyone else. And I think that is the main challenge, to understand that, because people still think, you know, persons with disabilities are not normal, persons with disabilities are sick, persons with disabilities suffer a lot, and the only thing we suffer from is discrimination. Of course, we are facing a lot of discrimination, but other than that, we have the same kind of life, you know, dreams and expectations as anyone else. So I think that, yes, if we get to a point in which every person with a disability can be absolutely proud of who she or he is, and to have a community that actually embraces that diversity, we're gonna be very in an ideal position.